All right, on this Friday morning, beautiful day, too. Lots of sunshine. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. This has been an interesting week here in the state of Michigan as restaurants are reopening. Not all of them. There are some that are still ramping up. And one that has remained closed and we've missed it, and we really look forward to the reopening of the Cavus Grill. Joining us right now to talk about the future of the Cavus Grill, and it sounds like it's a bright one and an interesting one, is the owner of the Cavus Grill, Chris Smith. Chris, good morning.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing well. TJ Gaffney's on the line too. TJ, good morning.
Morning.
TJ, we're going to get to your part in this in just a moment. Chris, I just want to talk to you first about the Cavus Grill, your decision to close, to remain closed, and what's on the horizon for your restaurant.
Sure, yeah. Well, thanks for having us on. You know, we were ramping up for pub crawl weekend when we got the word that it was closed, and had a lot of food go to waste, unfortunately, that weekend, like a lot of other businesses did. And we stayed open the next week a little bit, didn't see a tick up in traffic. You know, everybody was so concerned about what was going on, so we decided to close then. And we're in the unfortunate situation where we know we have to do renovations to the space. You know, we didn't grandfather into a lot of the things that were going on here, so we need to do a complete renovation of the space. Fortunately, I did not do it yet. So we can kind of move forward in a post-pandemic world and fix up the place, you know, with this kind of thing in mind. So that's the plans right now. I thought a little bit about turning the keys, but we're going to ramp forward and keep going and see what we can do here. So
you raise a great point. You actually are in a pretty good position where you didn't start doing those renovations yet, because a lot of restaurants are going to have to do some renovations or retrofit or something for, as you said, in this post-pandemic COVID-19 world.
Exactly. And we're fortunate here in St. Clair County where I've been able to work with, you know, from the city manager to Dan Casey at the EDA and Shannon at the Small Business Association and Dave Haynes. The community that's here has been extremely helpful for me, and I'm sure many other small businesses. And, yeah, we hadn't spent that, you know, we feel like we have one shot to kind of renovate this place and move forward. And I'm glad we hadn't spent it yet, because we wouldn't have done it with this sort of thing in mind. We would have, you know, increased the capacity of seats in the interior, more booths, all that sort of stuff. So we would have been, you know, up without a paddle if we had done it that way. So we're fortunate in that regard. We're going to be able to put in a lot of outdoor seating. We're going to be able to do a lot of things, you know, a dedicated takeout window, change our menu, minimize it. Unfortunately, you know, I don't see a way forward with the old Cavus Grill menu. We're probably going to rebrand, put a bar in here. The things that we're doing, I think, are in mind of the new reality that we're going to have, at least for the foreseeable future.
The way that you're funding this, too, is interesting. Tell us a little bit about the crowd funding plan that you've got moving forward here.
Yeah, I have a monkey on the side of the road with cymbals and a hat out. So we're like I said, we've gotten fortunate. We've been able to get you know, some loans and assistance through the EDA and through the state and the government. But we have teamed up with a great company called Patronicity. They're a Michigan-based company to do a crowdfunding campaign that the MEDC is doing matching funds. And a crowdfund campaign is kind of like a GoFundMe, where people can go online to patronicity.com, look up Cavus Grill, see what we're doing, you know, donate 20, 25 bucks, whatever it is, and then the MEDC will do a matching funds for it. So we were really fortunate. There's 100 businesses in the state that got chosen. We were one. Another local business, My Passion, was also chosen, and they do great stuff as well. So we were really fortunate to have that opportunity, and we're almost about halfway to our fundraising goal, so we feel good about that. So yeah, thanks for mentioning.
No, absolutely. TJ, I want to bring you into the conversation as well. In addition to being a you know, a fan of the Cavus Grill, you're a fan of you know, longstanding traditions and institutions here in Port Huron. How do you feel about the changes coming to your, you know, one of your favorite restaurants?
Well, you know, change is always something that can be difficult to deal with. But on the same token, you know, I've known the ownership. You know, my family has been been friends with the K Cabot's family for years, and Chris and I, you know, have known each other since, quite frankly, high school days. So there's crossover there. Bottom line, you know, we want to see a business move forward and continue in that location. And you know, I think most of the folks that knew Nick knew before Chris, Nick was looking at a lot of these same issues too. The realities are some of the things that, you know, we love about Cabot's is, you know, the oh-so small booths and the counter aspects. You know, there were things that were going to have to be dealt with going forward. And unfortunately, now with COVID, those things are, particularly the fixed seating aspects, I guess is the best way to put it, really complicate things greatly. And so, you know, I'm really giving Chris some kudos here to look at some sort of out of the box thinking when it comes to that. He's well aware of the history of the place, and how deeply felt it is by a lot of people. And so, you know, there's some options that are being looked at with some of the interior fixtures, even right down, you know, Chris has even talked about things like the plates, the glasses, and you name it. And so, as I think you're aware, Paul, I deal with folks with architectural salvage and antiques and things of that nature. And so, you know, as he moves forward on interior renovations and exterior renovations, he wants to give some opportunity for those who love Cabot's and have loved Cabot's going forward to potentially purchase some of those fixtures, purchase some of those items so that they can, in essence, have a piece of Cabot's history to take home or to reuse elsewhere in a post-COVID restaurant environment, I guess you could say. So,
what a great idea, because as beloved as that restaurant is, wouldn't it be nice to be able to have, you know, whether it's a booth or one of the bar stools or something like that? That would be a pretty cool thing.
Yes, and that's kind of what we're thinking is, you know, hey, you know, yeah, people can be sad about it, but on the same token, you know, you can literally have a piece to take home, you know, in working with Nick as well. And obviously we can have Nick here today, but there were some things that Nick had also held. For instance, many people may remember Nick's dad, George, at the 50th anniversary of the restaurant, had made up a specialty run of coffee cups. Well, Nick had saved roughly about a box of those, and so those are some things that, you know, we can potentially make available as well. Obviously, like all this stuff, it's kind of a first-come, first-served thing, but on the same token, you know, there's no reason that we can't make some of those things available and in turn help the restaurant move forward and maybe as well as some folks give some input to Chris about what they would like to see going forward and what they would, you know, what they'd like to see this community icon and long-established restaurant look like as it does go forward. So.
Yeah, it is an iconic restaurant. It's the kind of place where, I mean, what's always impressed me is that you can be having lunch there, and you look over to your left, and there's a construction worker. You look over to your right, and there's an attorney, and everybody just sort of was on equal footing at Cabot's and could enjoy great food. And you look around the place, and you say, I don't know, is it 1965? Is it 1985? Yeah. Is it 2020? It just had this timeless look and feel to it.
Yeah, it's an interesting place, and that's kind of what you know made me do a second look at it. You know, I'm from Port Huron originally. My family owned French's Bakery growing up, so I love the iconic places in town and the places with the history and people have the nostalgia about. You know, we just have to kind of move forward to a certain extent. You know, keep you know a toe in the nostalgia, but move forward. You know, with this new future, because it's things are going to be tight. You know, I just read a report yesterday that you know, predicted 3/4 of independent restaurants are going to close, you know, in the next year, and I don't think that's true. And my cap off to all the local restaurants that have been weathering the storm, like the Vintage and the Raven and Exquisite Corpse and all those places. I mean, they've done a great job of staying open and serving the community. You know, we're definitely going to move forward, change some things around. We want to keep the same, you know, communal vibe and everything like that. But unfortunately, I have TJ, you know, my fiance Angela, my friend Buck Martin's our builder. We have a good team together that's going to, all you know, a lot of people from this area that know the history of this place. And hopefully we can move forward and you know, be here another 60 years, you know.
Well, we sure hope so. What's your timeline? And I know that's a terrible question to ask because, you know, I'm not going to hold you to it. But, I mean, what do you think and what's your hope? What's your ultimate goal?
Well, if you told me when I bought this last July that I'd be standing here in the middle of my diner at 9 o'clock on a Friday by myself, I would have, I might not have bought it. So.
Right.
But, you know, we'd love to. It's going to take, you know, unfortunately 6 to 8 weeks to do all the renovations that need to be done. And also, unfortunately, for about 2 months there wasn't anybody open in regards to banks or anything like that, you know, at a lot of level that we could, you know, get these loans through. So we're pushing them through right now. We feel pretty good. Hopefully by the end of the month, we have all our money in place, which is my goal. And then we can start renovations possibly a little before then. So I'd love to say August sometime, you know, we could hopefully do a reopening, but you said you're not going to hold that against me, right?
No, not at all.
If I'm wrong. So yeah. So I hate missing the summer. It drives me crazy, but we really don't have any option here. You know, this is the way that we decided to go forward. And I try not to think about the fact that we're closed for this long, but you know, it's the cards we were dealt. So
if there was ever a year that you were going to miss the summer, this would be the one to do it, because this is going to be a different kind of summer. TJ, do you have any plans in place right now? If somebody's listening and says, oh my gosh, I want to get a piece of the Cabas Grill, is that stay tuned? We'll find out more about that down the road here.
Yeah. You know, obviously we're still very much hammering that out. I would say, for those that are, you know, follow social media, Cabas does have a Facebook page. That would be one of the key ways to find out. But I don't know if Chris wants to put a number out there or something along those lines yet. But I would say, stay tuned would be the word, and then you know, kind of let Chris go forward with that as far as how best to get in touch.
Okay. Well, we'll certainly be in touch.
TJ knows majority of people in Port Huron, so between us and him, we'll definitely get the word out in the coming weeks here. And you know, it'll be weird stepping foot in here once it's renovated, and you know, it'll definitely be a change. But you know, it's the way forward for us, and we're hopeful that everything works out. And hey, we're gonna take a shot.
All right. Well, best of luck to you. We wish you all the best, and we look forward to seeing the progress. And we'll talk again as things move forward.
I look forward to it. Thanks for having us on, guys.
All right, you bet.
Yep,
take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.